with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the prospect of unified government is looking stronger today with the GOP controlling the House, Senate, and White House. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says Republicans did exceptionally well despite being outspent by Democrats.
$45 or $50 million were spent on one House seat. And so as we sit here, we're still awaiting the outcome of 8 or 10 of those seats, and we believe that's going to give us the final number. But here's the bottom line. I'm convinced that we do have the majority. I think, as you noted, all the pollsters and the experts say that we do. We just don't know yet how large the margin is. Obviously, the larger the better, but I will work with whatever we're given, and I'm excited to get started.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Dozens have been arrested and a small number of people have been injured after clashes in Amsterdam following a soccer game. And anti-Semitism is being blamed for the attacks.
Amsterdam police say 5 people have been hospitalized and over 60 arrested after authorities say anti-Semitic rioters attacked Israeli supporters following a soccer match. Earlier, a statement issued by officials in the Dutch capital said the night following the Europa League match between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv was very turbulent, with several incidents of violence aimed at Maccabi supporters. The police, in a post on X, said that they've started a major probe into multiple violent incidents. The violence has been condemned by the leaders of both the Netherlands and Israeli as anti-Semitic. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 259 points, the Nasdaq rose 17, the S&P 500 advanced by 22. This is SRN News. Another church attack in Canada.
Vandals have launched a third assault on a Polish Catholic house of worship in Edmonton, smearing it with graffiti and twice trying to burn it down. No one knows why Holy Rosary Church has become the target of such repeated attacks, but Canadian churches all across the country are in the crosshairs. In the last 3 years, arsonists have tried to burn down at least 24 churches, and others have been the subject of different kinds of vandalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska was the only state to have a pro-life and pro-abortion amendment before the voters on Tuesday, and the pro-life measure won resoundingly. That means the state's current ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy is a part of the state constitution. Nebraskans rejected the competing amendment that would have established the right to have an abortion until the point that an unborn baby could survive outside the womb. It was possible that both measures might have passed. This is SRN News. Dozens of monkeys have staged a breakout in the South Carolina Lowcountry. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
43 monkeys have escaped from a compound used for medical research in Yemassee, South Carolina. They're rhesus macaques, all females weighing about 7 pounds, and so young and small they haven't been used for testing yet. Police Chief Gregory Alexander says they present almost no danger to the public, not infected with any disease, but perhaps a little skittish. In an interview with WCIV, Yemassee Town Administrator Matthew Garnes advises Lowcountry locals,
do not approach them, do not try to feed them, do not try to take one as a pet, but just remain where you are inside, somewhere safe, and just contact 911. Advise them of your location.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The monkeys escaped after an employee didn't fully lock a door as she fed and checked on them. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.